My previous podcast was called What Would You Do If You Could Do Anything? And it encouraged you to not put obstacles in your way, but think at the very maximum about what it was that you could achieve in your life. Now, the second part of that exercise, or the second exercise that relates to it, I call the perfect day exercise. And you may or may not have tried something like this before. I'll explain what it is, and then I'll give my own example, and then hopefully you'll find some time to do it for yourself. So, in the perfect day activity, what I want you to do is to think about what would be a perfect day for you, but I want it to be something involving work. So what I mean by that is that I want it to be a day where you would be carrying out some form of work, not just having fun. I'm sure we could all think of a perfect day where we only drank cocktails, or we only sat by a beach, or we only drank cocktails and sat by a beach, which might be one of mine. But what I really want you to think about is this is to help you to set out some goals for your future. And so I want you to involve work in it. So I want you to think about, on your perfect day, where would you wake up? What would you be doing? Who else would you meet? What would you have for breakfast? What would you have for lunch? What exciting things might you do? And try to give as much detail as possible. Now, when I do this, when I've taught it, for example, to university groups, I will get people to share it with each other, because I think we can learn from the perfect days of others, and we can learn from the kind feedback we get about our own perfect days. So if you are able to share it with somebody else, that's fantastic. So what I want you to do in each case is to give as much texture to it as possible. So rather than just saying you'd eat breakfast somewhere, maybe say what your breakfast was. Rather than say you'd go to a conference about something, say what that conference specifically would be about. Or do whatever it was that would make it more textually rich for you. So then once you've done this, then you can think a bit about how likely it is that you could make these things happen within particular timescales. So in my own example, which I'll give you my own example of my perfect day, which I came up with a few years ago, and then I predicted that I would maybe be able to achieve that in, I think I said something like 5 to 10 years. And that was based on the things that I was already doing, how possible I felt that was, and the particular freedoms I had in my life at that point. So in my perfect day, I basically wanted to wake up somewhere new, like a new city or somewhere where I wasn't normally. I wanted to have a nice coffee, because I particularly like coffee and I like trying different coffees. And then I wanted to have an intellectually stimulating component of my day, for example, to go to a conference or something like that about a topic that I was particularly passionate about. And then at some point, I also wanted to spend time focusing on my own things, for example, working on a book. So I very much like writing. I like to get my ideas out there into the world. So that'd be important for me. I would then have dinner somewhere nice, and lunch somewhere nice as well, because I very much enjoy food and trying different foods. And certainly if I was in another country, I would have liked to take advantage of being a... And then I wanted to, by that evening, to go back home and spend some time with my wife, because I love my wife and I love spending time with my wife. So that for me was a perfect day. Now, in some ways, that doesn't seem too outrageous, some of those things. But in some ways, it's quite ambitious, especially the bits about being in another country, going to a conference, etc., etc. So I predicted that that would take me perhaps, as I say, 5 to 10 years for that to happen. And then what actually happened was that it ended up taking me less than a year. I can't remember exactly. Maybe it was like 6 months or something like that. What happened is that somebody I very much respect and admire asked me to come to Amsterdam for a conference. It was a conference about sort of human potential and artificial intelligence, a subject that, while I don't know very much about, I'm fascinated by. So I got there the day before, so I could spend a bit more time in Amsterdam. But on the morning, on the day in question, I woke up and I breakfast. I think I maybe got a coffee somewhere, but I took some food back to my room, I think. Got to try some nice foods. And I went for a little walk in the morning. And after I checked out and I was going to the conference itself, I walked along some beautiful canals right through the heart of Amsterdam. The conference was set in this beautiful old building right by one of the main canals. And it was absolutely fascinating, with really interesting speeches and really interesting attendees of the conference. And I helped with social media, so I got to use some of my skills. I got to contribute to something that I liked, and I got to speak to people I found interesting, and I got to support the work of the person who had asked me, who I find especially interesting. And while I was doing that, I was gathering a lot of information that would help me with my own personal journey, my own business and my own life, because there were just so many interesting things. So there was that component of personal development and personal growth that I wanted in my perfect day. And by that evening, I'd caught a flight and was back spending some time with my wife. So I'd woken up in Amsterdam, conference until sort of late afternoon sort of time, grabbed some food on the way to the airport, got to try something nice, and then by that evening I was again back spending time with my wife. So my perfect day had come to fruition only, as I say, perhaps 6 months to a year after I'd thought about it. So that's an example of how dreams can come true. Now, my example isn't your example. The whole point is you should find something that inspires you. But I just wanted to give my example, both to show you how you can think about it and the sort of rich textuality that I'd like you to give, and I'd like you to go into even more detail than I did. But also the fact that these things really can come true, they really can happen. You're not talking about a perfect day necessarily, where you do something that is so far out of reach, and at the same time you're dreaming big, and it should be a really enjoyable experience. So I'd like you to think about your own perfect day. You can write it down. You can do some planning on paper, whatever works for you. And then if you're able to share it with somebody else who you trust to treat your own vision with the respect that it deserves, then that would be a really good thing too. So hope you enjoy this perfect day activity. And I really hope that it's something that you that adds something to your life, to your goals, and to your planning for the future.